On a Beaver Fever Friday, I'm Brian Schultz. BSU volleyball team opens up the season this weekend, a tournament at Pitt State. Alyssa Christensen with us. As young as this team is this year, how has training camp gone? How is it different than last year?
Well, last year, having 8 new freshmen and 2 new transfers, so 10 new people to the team, was a lot different because almost none of us knew each other and knew how each other played. But this year, the chemistry between all of us has really come easy to us, and it's going very smoothly compared to last year.
As a volleyball player, well, as any player, you want to play the best competition. It's definitely the case in this league. Does it get frustrating? Does it challenge you personally, knowing that every week is going to be a grind, or does it get a little frustrating?
It's very challenging. We always have to keep our heads up, knowing that we're in one of the best conferences in the nation. And we just have to keep working our hardest to compete and take any little game away we can.
Just one senior on this team. What's Bethany like as a player and as a teammate?
She's an excellent role model to everyone. I mean, she's the hardest worker that I've probably ever encountered, and I look up to her a lot. I always have, and it's great to have her as a captain this year.
What do you guys want to get out of this weekend? Obviously play well and win, but what do you need to do to get that done?
Well, I think our defense is looking pretty strong. We got a couple new freshmen that really have a great defensive outlook on the team and some strong hitters. We have one of our middles is out already, but she's recovering, and hopefully she'll get in there this weekend. We can see how she does.
You're a defensive specialist, correct?
Yes.
Libero.
Yep.
Libero, depends on how you pronounce it. Is that a position that you've always played?
Yes and no. I've always been a back row player, but my senior year in high school, I actually had to switch to an outside hitter. Considering I'm 5'4", it was a little difficult.
That was a bit of a challenge, I'm guessing.
Yeah, it was very different, but I don't know. We needed a stronger outside player, so I had to step up and do that. Otherwise, I've always been a back row player, which is what I love.
Is it hard to stay in a game when you're in and out of the lineup all the time?
No, it's definitely not. I mean, when you're on the bench, you are watching and helping your team out as much as you can, you know, talking about the hitters or whatever the other team has to offer and find their weaknesses, and that's what I'm always looking into. So,
your job is pretty much to be on the floor all the time. How bruised and banged up do you get?
I'm pretty bruised every once in a while. I don't know, you know, you got to hit the floor and dig the ball, but it's not bad.
Does it take a special mindset to do that?
I don't know. I guess it's something I've always done. I compare myself to the taller players who have a lot higher to fall from, so it's not so bad.
I guess that's a good way of looking at it. What sorts of things are you guys planning for the road trip? It's not a short trip, so you got to pass the time somehow on a bus. How do you do it?
Well, we'll bring movies, and I have some homework that...
Homework?
Yeah.
It's week one.
I know. Already got some, though. But I'm sure we'll help each other out with whatever we have and, you know, get along better. I mean, there's a lot of bonding still to be done, so we can get that done
good
in
luck
16 hours.
Good luck this weekend.
Thank you.
For more information about the BSU volleyball team, log on to bsubeavers.com. More of Midday Live is coming up on Light Rock 92.1 The River.
It's about your life.
More of Midday Live is on the way from 92.1 The River.